You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. England and Wales Blind Golf are hosting open days for people to come and try out the sport. Their open day at the Trafford Centre earlier this month was a big success, and they're hosting another at the Warwickshire in the Midlands on the 31st of January. We're joined now by Andy Guildford, Secretary from England and Wales Blind Golf, Pete Stiles, the Director of Golf at the Trafford Golf Centre, and John B.S. from Time Banking UK, a charity partner who helps to find volunteers for England and Wales Blind Golf. So how did the first open day come about? How did you start working together?
Well, I originally responded to an email that I think had come from Andy and the England and Wales Blind Golf Association. And it was a call to arms, really, just to see if anybody would be able to support the organisation. And I felt that Trafford Golf Centre was ideally placed, an open and inclusive facility that we are, to try and support Andy in his quest. So we got together on a Teams call and we discussed what the requirements for the service users might be. I didn't necessarily know what the requirements were for a lot of the golfers, and certainly the non-golfers, if you like, the people who might have not played golf in the past. So we put on the open day and we provided really two things. One was a space for the golfers and one was the time from the professionals that we have on site here. Very experienced golf professionals, but hadn't necessarily dealt with blind golfers in the past. So it was a great learning opportunity for ourselves. Everything was free of charge. So golf balls, the top tracer technology, the club hire. And it was a real good sort of community feeling get together.
And Andy, why has it been so important to start having these open days?
The charity's been running for 40 years now, bringing people together, going through sight loss, through the joy of golf. And one of the things that we're really trying to push at the moment is what it does for the community. As a lot of people know, as you start to lose your sight, you can go quite easily into your own shell. And golf brings people together, blind golf, because without our guides, we can't get out and play. Now, the charity's doing a real push at the moment to try and get out there and explain to people the positive benefits of golf, from adults right through to children coming into the sport, how families can be involved, helping the children get out, play sport, but enjoying it together. And the support from Pete and Trafford Golf Centre has been fantastic over this last month.
And how did the open day go? How many people came and what different ages were there?
Yeah, I think the easiest answer there is a lot more than we expected. Like Andy mentioned, most of the golfers that came, and I think we had 24, 25 on the day, also came fairly well supported with a guide or somebody that was able to bring them along. So that was 50 people out on the driving range, plus all the coaches and volunteers as well. So it was a really, really popular day. And it was nice to see that some people had never been to a golf facility in the past, never played golf, never picked up a golf club. But then on the flip side of that, you got some really experienced old heads from the golfing community who were there to share their knowledge and their wisdom and encourage some of the newbies along. One of the really touching moments for me was a couple of old friends that clearly haven't crossed paths in a number of years. And when they were guided towards each other, they gave each other a big embrace and a big hug. And it was really just two old friends meeting after a long, long time. So that was lovely to see. And it's those sorts of stories that make us want to do this sort of thing again.
I think that's the big thing with a golf. It really does bring people together, and that's working with time banking, you know, social inclusion and things like that, and building a community realistically and friendship.
And I guess now is the perfect time for us to talk to John about Time Banking UK. So how do you guys work together with England and Wales Blind Golf and the facilities that host these open days?
Time Banking UK is a national organisation that runs over 100 time banks, and in the main they are community based, where people in one street or one block of flats, a village or a town, might come together to support each other, where they exchange skills and time without the need to exchange money. And through that we bring about community cohesion and kind of improving people's health and well-being through those who become less socially isolated and improve their mental health, to those people who offer their time, who usually have improved self-esteem and feel they can contribute to their community. In the context of England and Wales Blind Golf, just showing the power of radio, really. I was driving one day and heard somebody on the radio talking about the work that they do. And I was thinking, well, this is just one other community where we could pair up. People are coming together around golf. but it could be anything. It could be art, it could be a book club, it could be anything you like. But the point is that the individuals who play golf, their families, their friends, if we can bring them together to support them both during the season and in the closed season, then we can actually make people feel more connected and to enable them to enjoy the sport they love.
And what kind of feedback did you get from the sighted guides and new players on the day?
Feedback coming back from a lot of people was they'd never tried golf before. They loved it, you know, and it's something that they can do and get out with their friends, etc. But also people that have played before, and golf's a tough sport with sight, let alone without sight. And one thing that we're really trying to drive at the moment and over the past few years, and how Pete's helping us and various other organisations going forward, is basically to catch those people when they are starting to lose the sight, that give up the game, and keep them in it. Because a lot of people are out there playing golf at the moment and they're playing with their friends every week. And then all of a sudden you start to lose your sight. You can't see the ball anymore. And I've got a lot of friends inside the charity and across the world that gave up the sport as soon as the sight went. When realistically, golf can be a lifesaver, which it has been for a lot of people. It has for myself. Because my friends go out with me and help me. Just being outdoors rather than being stuck indoors or on your own with depression, etc., you can still be part of that group. All you need is a little bit of help from your friends, realistically.
And when is your next open day and who can come along?
So the next open day is at the Warwickshire Golf Club in the Midlands on the 31st of January. It's open to anybody that's losing the sight, any volunteers that are interested in coming along, finding out about guiding, and also coming along and speaking to John and Time Banking about how they might be able to help with volunteering, etc. Because when we first spoke with John about Time Banking, originally we were talking about golf, but we quickly realised that we could bring something into our members' lives as well as golf through the downtime kind of thing. So helping them with shopping, going to hospital appointments, etc., which gives people another care component. And that's what the drive is really with us all working together, is to help give people a better quality of life, really.
And where can people find out more about England and Wales Blind Golf?
We're on social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at EW Blind Golf. Our website is www.ewblindgolf.co.uk.
And Pete, where can people find out about Trafford Golf Centre and more of your upcoming events?
Traffordgolfcentre.co.uk is pretty much the best place to start. Again, we're all over the social media side of things as well. It's an open facility and no rules, regulations, no memberships, no dress codes. We'll hire you all the equipment you need. We're open from 7 in the morning till 10:30 at night, 364 days of the year.
Are blind and partially sighted golfers able to use Trafford Golf Centre on sort of a normal non-open day as well?
Yeah, absolutely. The facility would be open to all golfers. I think ideally if a guide was to come with them, they would really get the benefits out of the top tracer technology that we have in every bay. The top tracer is a camera-based system that monitors the flight of the golf ball and then relays that back onto a screen within each bay. But it gives you distances and heights and the ball speed, but it also then turns that into a game format of who got the longest drive or who got nearest to the pin. And the feedback is instantaneous. And it works well for sighted golfers that can't necessarily see 250 yards away and can't work out which ball went the longest. But it works brilliantly for partially or non-sighted golfers who can then just get the feedback from a guide to say, well, that one went 200 and the previous one went 210.
Perfect. And finally, John, where can people find out more about Time Banking UK?
So our website is www.timebanking.org, or they can contact me at John, which is J-O-H-N, at timebanking.org, and we also have the various social media sites as well.
Thank you to Andy Guildford, Secretary from England and Wales Blind Golf, Pete Stiles, the Director of Golf at the Trafford Golf Centre, and John Bies from Time Banking UK for joining us here at RNIB Connect Radio.